Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello everyone, and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 21. Today is a very special podcast, so I want to talk about 10 tips for our marketing friends. 10 suggestions, 10 things that they sometimes don't know about what we do. So if you're not a marketing professional, hang on, it's going to be also interesting for you. I'm sure you will be learning many things that we do and understand even more what we do at the agency. But before we get started, I want all our marketing pros, our marketing friends out there to know that we have nothing but the highest respect for you and your profession. Before we were public relations and social media professionals, my partner and I, we were both marketing directors. So you can imagine now that we understand what you are doing. We know what are the responsibilities behind your profession, and we know what you don't know. So this is what I want to talk about today, what you marketing people don't know. And I want to thank you for that, because of all these aspects of the PR professions that you don't understand fully, I created Nata PR School. So thanks to you guys. But before I start telling these 10 points today, 10 tips, I just want to say that I make my staff laugh so much at the agency, especially the newcomers, because I tell them all the time, you'll see marketing people, marketing professionals don't always understand what we do. And what does that mean? Well, of course, marketing friends, you do understand the basic of PR and what it is. And I'm sure you know that it's part of your promotion plan. You have to decide what you're going to be doing with the product. Sometimes, you know, you're the one responsible for the packaging, finding a name for it. Then you decide on the price, where it's going to be sold. You might have to increase the selling points. This might be asked of you. And then there's a promoting part that you are normally in charge. So you have to decide on the marketing plan, meaning how will you get this product known? Will you do what type of ad campaign? Will it be a traditional combined with an online campaign? And we fully understand the sometimes really high pressure and high expectations your superior, the owners have of what you're doing. But don't worry. Know that it's totally normal if you don't understand the scope of everything we do. It's totally normal. And I sincerely believe it's impossible to understand, you know, the scope of our job, of what PR can do, if you've never done it yourself. So here are my 10 tips for you, my friends, my marketing friends. The first tip is that you often confuse journalists and influencers, you know, those two type of, persona with consumers. So you sometimes, you know, confuse, you know, journalist influencers with clients and consumers. What does that mean? Is sometimes you think we PR professional need to sell these people something the way you would sell a client. And it's very different. So they're not the same. They don't like to be sold something the same way they will be sold something as a consumer. So when they are in their professional shoes, they want to receive information, not this very, let's say, sweet way of presenting things. If you were selling them a cake and you're telling them this is, you know, the best cake in the world for this reason, that reason, this is not what they want to know. They want to know, okay, why are you sending me this cake? Well, we're sending you this cake because it's made here. It's made with local ingredients. So you have to talk to these people as you are sending them basic information. So that's tip number two, actually. So sometimes you think we should talk a certain way to these people, so you confuse also how we should talk to these people. It's very simple, actually. Our job is very simple, and it's the difficulty of it, because many of our marketing friends want us to send tons of information that are not relevant to the product, that don't give like specific facts. Tips number three. My favorite one. Sometimes you confuse press release with advertising. So you think a press release is an ad, and it's not at all. And I've recorded a podcast recently on the press release. Huh? Is it dead or alive? So if you can listen to this podcast, this episode, to refresh your memory about a press release. So it's not an ad. No, a press release is very factual. You have to be very clear on your messages in it. And if it's too busy, too much information, too much qualifications, or, you know, these adjectives that you put out there, or you relate your product with, now it's winter time, it's the perfect time to use this product. Well, media don't care about that. They want to know what is the product, why are you sending it to them? So we go back to my point number one in the Nata PR model. Why would influencers talk about you? Why would journalists talk about you? So it's not because it's winter time. So you see the difference? It's cold out there, you should try our new boots. No. They want to know what's specific to these new boots. Why should they be talking about these new boots? Number four, sometimes you imagine that we're in control of publication dates and formats of articles, like, you know, how big the size of the article, what pictures they're going to be using. Well, my dear friends, know that we just have a power of influence. We're not buying this space, so we never know exactly when it's going to be published, if it will be. So we're always very careful at telling, well, it should be published that day. If, you know, there's nothing happening with Donald Trump the same day, then we're good. It should be, you know, in the paper. Otherwise, you know, something might happen to Celine Dion and they might, you know, bump your article about your product or your service. So know that, you know, this is how it works. We're never 100% sure. So it's very different. So we're not in control 100%, but we have this power of influence. And pictures, same thing for the pictures or images. We do suggest pictures most of the time. I would say maybe 9 out of 10, 80% of the time they will use the pictures we send them, but they might take their own pictures, and then, you know, we don't have control over it. They might use whatever, you know, the pictures they've taken with their photographer. And if we send them the product and it's commercialized, they are allowed to do that. Point number five. Sometimes, dear marketing friends, you have, let's say for you, it's difficult to understand the concept of quote unquote time in PR. As I just mentioned, sometimes we don't know exactly when it's going to be published. And I tell that to my staff and even my new clients. When we send out the press release, know that influencers and journalists are not expecting it. Those top influencers and media might receive hundreds of emails. You know, those top influencers with millions of fans are highly solicited. So when you send them information, if they don't respond in the second or in the hour, it's not because they're not interested. It might be, maybe they're not even sitting in front of their computer. And so sometimes for my marketing friends, it's difficult to understand that, you know, there's this flexible way with time. And this is why it's great to either come and learn with us what we do in our trainings. This is what we teach you guys. So yes, we send information, but how do we follow, and what do we send? How do we do that? A proper way to finally catch the attention, get the attention of the influencers or the journalists. And it's kind of an art to do that, but it's not complicated. It's easy to understand, and you can do it yourself. So point number five, marketing people sometimes have difficulty understanding the concept of PR time. Point number six, I know this is, I'm just like you and I want this too. I would love when I send a product that a product equals a mention. A product sent out means an article, means one review. Well, it's not exactly how it works. Because it's not because we send the product out there that they will talk about it immediately. Might take a while too. Sometimes if it's a top publication, might take a few months even before they publish something on it. Some top journalist wants to try it on. If it's a beauty product and it takes a month before you see some result on your skin, they might want to try it. So before they talk about it, might take weeks. But you need to know that I would love to confirm that whatever we send, you know, like 100% of the products sent out there will get coverage. But it's not how it works. But we are, know that this is also something very specific here at the agency. Not everybody works the way we do. But we never send products just like that, not making sure, first of all, there's a real interest on the other side. Meaning the influencers said, well, yes, I'm really interested. I want to try it. I want to see this product. Can you send it to me? So we don't send the product. So we're quite good at that. So I would say maybe eight out of 10, 80%, 85% of the products we send out there get a review or are talked about or are presented in a story. So we know when we send a product, there is some interest. But it might happen that they try to, they might not like it. That's the other thing. Or they might decide, well, it's not something that I would want to present to my fans. Even if you think their fans would benefit from knowing about this product. So that's point number, what was it? Number six, know that one product doesn't equal a mention. Point number seven, you often ask us to send you our entire influencers media list. Sounds strange? Yes, it is. Know that we will never do that. We will send you a list of the outlets that we will be in contact with, but we will not give you our entire list. This is our bread and butter. And not just that, sometimes it's a huge list of thousands of contacts. Why would we give you our entire list? Doesn't make sense. So please stop asking that. You can ask a list of, you know, the top outlets that we want to reach, or sometimes we decide on goals. We say, well, we'll be reaching 25 top influencers in this field, and then we'll be reaching, we hope to be featured in, I don't know, 10 newspapers, 20 magazines. So you see, this is something you can ask us. I will be happy to tell you and, you know, decide on the goals, on the KPIs that we want to reach with you. But don't ask for our list. Point number eight. Sometimes there are confusions when we select influencers. We don't select influencers exactly for the same reasons you would, because most of the time we don't pay them. So sometimes we would select an influencer not based on the number of fans. Of course, we want to have a good number of fans all the time, just like you. But sometimes we might select one that has, let's say, not as many fans, but they have a real community that's really engaged, that really reacts to anything the influencer presents. Or, hey, listen to this. This influencer is invited on TV, do still write for top publications, magazine, newspaper, top blogs. So sometimes we will choose to work with such an influencer based on that, because we know we could benefit from the other platforms that this influencer has. And I know some of our clients are based their choose influencers based on, you know, the look of their Instagram account. I 100% understand that, and that you want a certain image reflected through your influencers, but know that there's more than that. This is a part of it, and it's especially important when you pay them. I can understand that. So it's more publicity to me than, you know, PR, doing PR with influencers. Point number nine. My friends, you often misunderstand what organic implies. Organic, I repeat it all the time, and you know when I talk about organic equals not paid. So let's say you do public relations combined to social media to increase your organic SEO, the famous search engine optimization. Organic means not paid, because all these articles, you haven't paid for them to be published online or in a newspaper. This is what organic implies. And we do a lot of organic campaigns with top influencers as well. And why confusion? Because sometimes you want them to mention something a certain way. You want them to use certain information handles, hashtag, and we can't force them. We can ask and suggest and propose pictures. But if they want to do their own picture in their bathroom, that's the way they want to do it. And if we give it to them, then it's completely up to them to decide to present it the way they feel their fans will want to see it. So you see where the confusion comes. So that's point number nine. Sometimes, you know, there's confusion over organic. What does it imply? And we have some, and I remember we did a huge campaign, unboxing campaign. I will do a podcast only on unboxing and what it is. And my client wanted to have certain things done when they were opening boxes of the gifts we were sending them, because that's what it is at the end of the day. If you're sending products to top influencers for them to open and show their fans, it's kind of sending a gift to them so they can do whatever they want with it. That's a good way of looking at it. And we can force them in any way to talk about certain things. Like they won't mention everywhere the product is sold, for example. So this is where the confusion sometimes happens when we do organic campaign. And this leads me to tip number 10. Sometimes there's confusion. You guys confuse our power to influence with the power dictated by advertising money. Sometimes we do now have what I call PR money, but it's very different than advertising money. It's always less. So when I say PR money, it's always like little money. It's not big budget as the advertising agencies have. We have sometimes smaller budgets to work with influencers. Why? Because we have all these links, these connections. We've created relations with so many influencers. So sometimes they know, sometimes we don't have money, and then we do. So it's great to work with a PR agency like ours, where we have these connections where you can get organic, no money mentions, and then go back a second wave and, you know, do something with selected influencers that we can pay. Voila. But, you know, don't be hard on yourselves, marketing friends. What you don't know about our profession is totally understandable. And we know what you don't know. So we have you covered. So if you work with us, we'll tell you, we'll teach you, we'll be nice with you guys. So don't worry, because thanks to you, as I just mentioned, part of why I created Nada PR School is really to invite you to come to our training program and learn the PR, the basic of PRs. Because if you have that in your toolbox, I'm telling you, this is a great tool to have. It's a great advantage. Then you'll understand and you'll be able to implement these a few tactics that we do and how we do it at the agency. I'll be happy to teach you. But know that the day you work for a bigger firm or you have more money, you have a large budget to work with a public relation firms, then you'll understand what you do and you'll be able to ask more out of them and even get more results. So please find out about our next training. You can go on our website, natapr.com, natapr.com, and you'll see there's a pop-up window. So if you, in exchange of your email, if you want to register there, you'll be on our list. You'll receive information about our next trainings, as I just said, but you'll also receive for free, entirely for free, our Nada PR model, a tool we use, I'm telling you, every day with all of our clients. So voilà, and let's go back to the 10 tips before I end this this podcast. I like when there's kind of a little review. So tip number one was, please stop confusing influencer journalists with consumers, with clients. So journalists and influencers are not consumers. So tips number two, we don't talk to them the same way we would talk to a consumer. Tip number three, don't think a press release is an ad. So don't associate press release with advertising. It's very different. And well, know that we don't have control over publication dates. Tip number four. Tip number five, PR time. It's super flexible and we have to adapt all the time. Sometimes we can generate quick results, but sometimes it can take a longer time. So this is what PR time is. Tip number six, one product doesn't equal one mention. So if you send out a product, doesn't mean that for 100% sure you'll get a mention. Tip number seven, don't ask us to give you our entire media and influencers list, please. Tip number eight, make sure you understand why we propose some influencers, and if this seems not according to what you would choose, make sure we have ask your PR agency why, because they might have some other great reasons why to choose certain influencers. And don't misunderstand what organic means and what it implies, meaning no money, so we can't force influencers to talk about a product a certain way or to mention certain things. We can suggest, but that's it. And tip number 10, please understand that we have a power of influence and it's not dictated by money, so it's very different. So the more we build our relationship, if you are working with an agency that's been out there for more than 10 years, who've been around for 20 years, so you can imagine we have very strong links with many, many journalists and influencers. And of course, sometimes we ask more out of these people and they trust us. And so based on our past, we can generate amazing results, but know that it's nothing compared to when you have money, you can ask for very specific things. So I hope you've learned a few things today and that you will be joining us next week. À la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to natapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nata PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nata@natapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.